The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Would you like answers for the many problems in this world? Would you like answers for your own family and personal problems? If you're having marital problems, you would welcome answers. That is, if you care for your spouse and your family. If you're having problems with your kids, you would welcome answers and childbearing. In fact, you would welcome answers for any and all your problems. Now, I know we can have problems on the job and many times with friends and neighbors. We also have financial, physical, mental, and emotional problems. It seems to be a problem trying to cope with big brother, big government, high taxes, and a changing world where there is no personal touch in business and lousy service. We who knew the old America are having problems seeing it pass away. The only ones that like the way things are those that never knew the old America. But even they may have a few drawbacks as well, because things are the way they are. There are many problems in religion and in local congregations. People just don't seem to get along with one another, even in the churches. There's many problems in politics, government, and business. You have a problem finding people you can trust, but where the most problems are is in the home, the family, and marriages. Why is that? And what is the answer? Now, if the problems in the home, the family, and in marriages could be solved, then most other problems would begin to disappear. Now, maybe we had never thought about that before, but that is a fact. The problems start in the home. You have probably heard ministers, and especially TV evangelists, and perhaps your own local minister, say Jesus Christ is the answer, as though you don't have to do anything except believe and wait for Christ to solve all the problems. Well, Jesus Christ is the answer, but how? How is He the answer? Now, that's the question that we need to ask and that we need to solve and that we need to live by, the answers that we find. That seems to be something never explained by many that proclaim that message. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Notice what the Bible says in John 1, verse 1. It says this, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." This is speaking about the one in the God kingdom, or the God family, if you will, that became Jesus Christ. Yes, Jesus Christ is the Word of God. He inspired the Old and the New Testament, and He spoke much of it Himself personally. Going on here in verses 2 and 3, "He was in the beginning with God." Now, this is speaking about the one that became Jesus Christ. It is speaking about the Word of God. "All things were made through Him, and without Him, nothing was made that was made." So the Bible is the Word of God in print. Jesus inspired the Bible and spoke much of it personally. Going on here in verses 4 and 5, "In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." Yes, the world did not know Christ, and still doesn't. The darkness of Satan's world, his deception, is still blinding us from the light of Christ and His Word. Paul, in writing to the church at Colossae, had this to say about Christ. Notice what Paul said in Colossians 1, verse 13. "He had delivered us from the power of darkness, and translated," and it means transferred us, "into the kingdom of the Son of His love," which means Christ has transferred us from Satan's world and his way to God and his way, the way of righteousness, by his death, his shed blood. Now, he's speaking to repentant Christians here. He isn't speaking to the world, because Christ hasn't transferred the world, only those that will listen and obey and meet the requirements of being a Christian and live that way. Yes, Christ has delivered us, that is, Christians, if you have repented, from the wages of sin, which is eternal death. That is, if you have repented and accepted Christ as your Savior and are on a course of obedience to His Word. Notice what Paul had to say in Romans 6, verse 23. "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." So Christ is the answer as far as taking our sins away. He is also the answer for eternal life. Our sins are forgiven through and by the sacrifice of Christ. Now that's the answer for having your sins forgiven by God the Father. But you have to repent. You have to do something. Christ is also the answer for you receiving the gift of eternal life. Notice in Romans 5, beginning in verse 6, "For when we were still without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly." Yes, Christ died for everyone. Christ died for sinners. But you have to repent before you can come under that grace. Verse 7, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates his love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, that is, when you repent, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Now notice verse 10. "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life." Yes, we shall be saved by his life. Made righteous, sins forgiven by his death, but we are saved by his life. Verse 11, "And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation." But you must obey his word. You have to build the mind, the attitude, and the character of God in Christ. God in Christ are the answer for all our problems we suffer in this life. But we must ask the question, what do I have to do to receive the answer? To sins being forgiven and for the gift of eternal life, as well as what must I do to be delivered from and out of our many problems in this life, such as our divorce problems, our marital problems, and child-rearing problems, financial, mental, emotional, and even physical problems, and problems in religion and in the local congregation, and problems of one-parent family where kids are tossed back and forth not knowing who their father is. How is Christ the answer for kids not knowing who their father is? Out-of-wedlock pregnancy and being rewarded by entitlement programs for doing so. How is Christ the answer for some of these problems, my friends? Yes, you've heard say that Jesus Christ is the answer, but we have never heard, at least too many times in our life, how he answers, where we find the answer. How is Christ the answer for good marriages, happy families, obedient, respectful kids? Now, my friends, if we know the answer as to how Christ is the answer, and where and how to find the answer, and would follow the guidelines that God in Christ have provided, that would have kept us free of all the problems or curses which have come upon us. Then truly Christ is the answer. The answer is in the Word of God and has been ever since man has existed. God taught Adam and Eve the answer. They rejected it and the world as well as you and me. And our nation has done the same. Rejecting God's word started in the family of Adam and Eve. The family still rejects God's word today. Families make up nations, so nations reject God's word. So there you have it. Families and nations are still rejecting the answer to our problems. Not only do we reject the word of God, but we refuse to admit that we are responsible for the myriad of problems that we have. We won't admit that there is cause and effect. Well, the truth is, Christ is the answer through his word, the Holy Bible. The Bible is the word of God in print. Jesus Christ gives the answer for a happy marriage. It started in the Garden of Eden. Notice what Christ said back in Genesis 2, beginning in verse 20. "So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." In verse 24, God is telling us that a man and woman, that is, a married man and woman to each other, should be as concerned for each other as for self. or even maybe more so, especially on a man's part. That love and concern for one another is to continue to grow. And if it did, 50% of marriages would not end in divorce. As a matter of fact, there would be no divorce. Yes, love would take care of the little spats and the problems that you have in a marriage if truly the husband and wife had the proper love and concern for one another. Christ in His Word is giving us the answer to our marital problems. My friends, Christ is the answer, but He doesn't answer if we don't ask the questions. The answers are in the Word of God. How is Christ going to answer if we don't knock to find and live by the way He answers? Can we go on ignoring the Word of God and expect God and Christ to deliver us? That would be very naive thinking. I hope none of us think that way, but to look at the world situation and the situation perhaps in your own family and in our neighborhoods, we would have to wonder what our thinking is. Will God solve divorce and unhappy marriages while we reject the answer in His Word? Of course not. Notice Ephesians 5, verse 14. Therefore He says, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light." Yes, awake from the darkness of Satan's way. Arise from the dead. Change your ways. Begin to obey God's Word. Christ by His Word is the light to walk by. And God is saying, you that hear this program, you that hear my voice today, my friends, you need to pay attention to what I am saying, because God Almighty is inspiring me to speak these words to you. God wants you to have a happy marriage and a good family. God wants your problems solved, but He wants you to do it His way. And the problem is with individuals and with our nation and with the world is that we try to solve our problems our way, leaving God out of the picture, not waiting for God and not trusting God, not obeying God, not looking into His Word to find the answers and to live by it. And we continue to add problems to problems. We must do more than just believe that Christ is the answer. Christ will be a light by His Word. The way Christ is the answer for your personal and family problems is when you begin to obey His Word. That's the way to receive a good answer. Now, unless we begin to obey and live by the Word of God and receive the answer we want, then Christ will still be the answer to this world's problems, including your personal problems. But you won't lack His answers. There will be a bloodbath when Christ returns. You can read of that in the book of Zechariah and in the book of Revelation. And you should take those two books and sit down and study them, my friends, because it's very plain that there's going to be a bloodbath when Christ returns. Well, I see my time is up. We'll pick this up in our next program. In the meantime, we invite you to request our free literature, The Edge of Divorce and University of the Home. That's two articles that you need to read, my friends, because it will help you to solve your marital problems and your child-rearing problems. And all you need to do is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. You can also download and listen to pre-recorded programs on our website. So call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, and request the free literature that we're offering today, University of the Home and The Edge of Divorce. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program. Have a good day, my friend, and may God help you understand His Word and live by it.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.